Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown, his podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that. We've got the cocktail party coming up on Saturday. And Dave, has Dan Mullen said anything this week to the media which helped this fractured fan base?
Not really, Bill. Of course, you look at it from a coaching perspective, and you're not going to name a quarterback ahead of Georgia. You're just not. Would it be a great PR move? Of course, but that would just be the outcome of it. You know, you're not, also as a head coach, you're not going to announce a quarterback just because the fan base wants you to announce a quarterback. So you know how coaches think, Bill, and they're going to take every perceived advantage they think they have, and they're going to take it and run with it. So not going to name Anthony Richardson quarterback, but one thing out of it, he's not naming Emory Jones starting quarterback either, and that kind of is a change from what we've gotten before. We only got to speak to him one time last week at the SEC teleconference during the bye week, and then we got our regular Monday media session yesterday, and the message was pretty much the same. Both quarterbacks are going to play, but he won't come out and name a starter. So there's a glimmer of hope there that you will see more Anthony Richardson, whether it's starting or not, but there is the thought that you'll see more of Anthony Richardson from what I've been able to take in, that reps are being now split more evenly at practice, more than Emory taking majority of the snaps. So maybe that's an inclination of what's going to happen versus Georgia. But, Bill, we know. I mean, we see it with our own eyes. We can look at stats as well to kind of tie it all together. The offense is just more explosive with Anthony Richardson. Your best chance to put points up on the board is with Anthony Richardson right now. And your future is Anthony Richardson. So the move should be made starting this week versus Georgia.
So are you saying you think that Anthony Richardson trots out first?
That part I don't know, Bill. I think that Mo would still get a kick out of putting Emory Jones out there first. And maybe Anthony Richardson taking every snap after that. I could absolutely see Dan Mullen doing that, but no, I don't think that. I lean toward Anthony Richardson starting and getting the majority of the snaps. I do think Emory Jones will get some playing time. I do think he'll probably get more playing time than the fan base really wants him to. But Dan Mullen also did say, back at the LSU game a couple weeks ago, they rode with a hot hand of Anthony Richardson. And Bill, I'm just over the whole quarterback rotation. Let's get him designed by putting him in the third drive of the game. If Anthony Richardson goes out there and starts, and you put up two quick touchdowns, and the same plan is to bring in Emory Jones the third drive, like you did with Anthony Richardson so far, I don't care what your game plan was coming in. You gotta go away from that. And that quarterback rotation thing has not really paid off. It's not really paid dividends for this quarterback competition, for these quarterbacks this year. If Anthony Richardson comes out, or Emory Jones for that matter, if it's him, and you put up two quick touchdowns, right with the hot hand and let it go. Just bringing in the other quarterback just for the sake of bringing in the other quarterback, It's not working. It holds this offense back a bit. There's some wasted plays, some wasted drives. You're going to need every point you can get coming up this Saturday.
Gator Dave with us. Now, we know Florida runs hot and cold, but they tend to play up when they need to play up. Is that what you anticipate in this game?
I do. I think Dan Mullen will come up with a game plan. I think he'll be able to call some ball plays. And as long as those guys on the field do their job, I do think Florida can produce some on offense. You know, starting with Dan Mullen and his play calling, he'll come up with something. He'll see something. But Bill, I mean, you know, once you get punched in the mouth, you'll see what comes out of that. And we know how good this Georgia defensive front is, and for as good as the coach Dan Mullen can be, maybe somewhat limited if Florida can't block up front. You know, if you can't block that Georgia defensive front, I don't care what play calls you got in your back pocket, they're not going to work if you can't protect your quarterback. And we've seen some quarterbacks be able to do, you know, not consistently, but hit some plays on Georgia with, you know, going back to Bo Nix and not having a lot of help from his receivers versus Auburn, to Kentucky being able to drive the field somewhat in spurts versus Georgia. So, you know, can Dan Mullen glean anything from those two games and put it to use with his offense and, you know, making the change at quarterback? You know, if there's one place you probably can hit Georgia on defense, it is that secondary. It is maybe hitting them down the field, but you've got to be able to block. You've got to be able to give your quarterback time to do that. So if they can't block up front, it doesn't matter what Dan Mullen calls, it'll be a long day for that front offense.
Another decommit, huh?
Yeah, Bill. This happened after I talked to you last week. So two in the last 2 weeks, your top 100 commits, your two highest rated commits in the class for 2022, both on the defensive side of the ball, so no surprise there. But linebacker Shamar James from Alabama, and then Julian Humphrey, a cornerback there, both two top two 100 guys. And Bill, no surprise. Either way you want to look at it, they could see what Florida's putting on the field on that side of the ball and not being impressed with it. So that leads to decommits. And or they know Todd Grantham's not going to be here next year, and some of these defensive assistants will not be here next year. So you can't blame them for what Florida's putting out there on the field on the defensive side of the ball, and possibly their coach, the coach that's recruiting them, not being here next year. So if Gator fans, and they should, if you want to change on the defensive side of the ball, this is just going to be the natural reaction of it, Bill. You're going to lose commits that you have if a coaching change is going to happen on that side of the ball. Of course, that is no reason to keep a defensive coordinator and some defensive assistants with what Florida's putting out there on the field. So it's just going to happen, and probably not done. But Bill, that's, you know, when you look at Florida football right now, it's trending on the on-field product, and right now off the field, we're recruiting trending down as well. So that's why, you know, there's not a lot you can point to, Bill, where the arrow is pointing up.
I saw some quotes from Todd Grantham, actually. I was kind of surprised he spoke to the media, and he obviously put a positive spin on everything.
Yeah, he speaks to the media every Monday night, so we get Dan Mullen midday and then Todd Grantham after practice on Monday. And, you know, he says, you know, just razor thin what happens in football. You go and look what Florida did versus Alabama, and then play LSU, and it's one play that you can't stop. And he had said, you know, they thought the defense was doing pretty well leading up to that game. And they were in some areas, but you could still see the warts. And he just says, you know, it's razor-thin margin for how you show up and play. If you're not consistent, this is what will happen. Bill, what rubs people the wrong way? Look what LSU did coming into the Florida game, and then look what they did after the Florida game versus Ole Miss this past week. And it was the same LSU team we had saw before Florida. And that's where, you know, you rub people the wrong way. This LSU offense was nowhere near as good as what they showed versus Florida last Saturday. And we saw that again versus Ole Miss this past week when Ole Miss and LSU got together. And that's, you know, that's just where it is, Bill. There was no reason for that performance in Baton Rouge a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the fan base is just well beyond ready time to move on from Todd Grantham and that defense.
Tell everybody how they can get your podcast.
You get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/Gators Breakdown or your favorite podcast platform, YouTube as well, to get the video version. So plenty, Bill, of part of Georgia coverage this week, of course. We go back and talk more quarterbacks and how explosive the offense is under Anthony Richardson compared to Emory Jones, and big part of Georgia preview later this week.
Quick question out the door. Let's go south to Miami. I was commenting earlier. I'm past Miami. I'm not going to ever buy again that they're going to find it like they had between 83 and 01. I'm just not. I've seen enough. It's been 20 years of this, and I've got enough data now to just say I'm not going to entertain any thoughts about Miami. Is there any faith there in that state that they someday will actually show some interest and get this done?
Bill, that's tough to say for a lot of the big three right now till they lock down the state and get, you know, their top recruits to stay in state. As for Miami, it's, you know, does the administration and the school side want to take it serious? You know, they made the move to the ACC, which was, of course, the right move, but you expected FSU and Miami to be in the ACC championship game year in and year out, and that didn't happen. FSU had their run, but definitely not Miami. They've had their places in the ACC championship game, but have yet to even win the conference since making that move. And I agree. I mean, you got to get the right guy. I don't think anybody thought Manny Diaz was really going to be the guy to really turn that program around and get him back on the national stage. First of all, it's about making that right hire. And I guess it is according to, you know, what happens in getting that next guy whenever that happens. I know Manny Diaz had that big win versus NC State this past week, but you know he's not the guy that's going to take him back. So it's really about the school and the administration, the athletic department going and making that right hire the next time they have to make a right hire. And do they have the resources? And I don't think they do. And I think that's where the problem lies. I don't think they have the resources anymore in today's college football to go out there and demand one of the best coaches in college football.
Dave, we'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate the visit there. He's always good. Yeah, he's always excellent. Yeah, I've seen some of you bring this up in the last 30 minutes or so about Miami. Bill, you probably don't get hardly any calls about Miami. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what kind of presence we have on this show with the Miami fan base, because like I told you, it's not a very big fan base. In their prime, when they were actually a national power, they averaged about 44,000 a game at their home games. And, you know, of those 44,000, not everybody in that group's a real passionate fan. They might just be a casual fan. It's not a big fan base at all. But I have quit Miami. My mind won't even allow me to go there. Other than saying I quit Miami, that's as far as I'm thinking about Miami as a football entity. I'm over it. Don't want to hear. Don't want to hear who they're going to hire. I don't want to see the list next time they need to hire. I don't care who's on the list. All right, coming right back. We're clear until we get to Griff here, about an hour away, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Wilson County. They're still gathered upon the scene of that crash with injuries. It's going to be on Murfreesboro Road at Bill Francis Road. Traffic's crazy slow right now, trying to get in from Jolton as THP works that accident. They're on 24 eastbound, just past Whites Creek Pike, and it looks like an accident just happened here on 40 westbound, just before Spence Lane. That's backing it up past the airport. Keep that in mind now. Coming in from Wilson County, that's going to start to slow over in Hermitage and Donaldson here in the next few minutes. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Irish Bill from the Emerald Coast checks in. He says, Bill, I'm actually on vacation in Los Cabos, Mexico, listening to the show here. Now, isn't that the same as basically, aren't you right there where Cabo San Lucas is? Isn't that basically all Cabo, or what am I missing geographically? Here's another item. For all you guys in Florida, gals that listen to the show, I've always wondered, when you live there, with access to the beach every day of your life, where do you vacation? I mean, he just relocated down in Mexico to another beach. So if you live by a beach and you have access to a beach every day, which all of us don't, all of us outside don't, or most of us outside don't, I guess. You could be over there at Jekyll Island, or you could be in Hilton Head, or you could be in Myrtle Beach, or Savannah, I mean, but you know what I mean. So you go to another beach. Now, that Mexico is gorgeous, obviously, those beaches. So is the Emerald Coast. But isn't that the same? Is that the same as, I mean, I think it is, but you can correct me. Tom up in Milwaukee. Tom does not have access to a beach. Big lakes, yeah, lakes, oh yeah. Bill, do you think Texas Tech football made the move because they're getting set to pay Coach Leach the millions they still owe him? Oh, I don't know that. No. I don't know if there's any connection. I don't think there is. First of all, like I've told you, Mike Leach is never going to get over the last stretch of time he spent there at Texas Tech. He will always hold a grudge. I know this. I've talked to him about it. He hates them with every molecule in his body. Every cell in his body despises that bunch, regardless of who's still there and who's not. He got railroaded. He got totally backstabbed. He cannot stand them. And he ain't getting over it. Now, will he ever get his money? I don't know about that. I don't really have an update on that. I haven't thought about it in a while. But I've never really thought that would ever come to a satisfactory conclusion for him. I can just tell you, if you want to turn his mood sour, get him into that conversation. You know, after the Vanderbilt game, they asked him about Halloween candy, and, you know, Bleach did his thing. And he hates candy corn, but he liked all this other candy, and he was going through it telling the reporter about it. That was kind of cute, kind of funny, right? That's Leach. Leach can do that. Leach can get off into other areas talking about Pirates or the best one, the best Mike Leach one ever, okay? And we do not have the audio clip. Is he's talking about fishing in the Amazon. He's on a summer vacation in the Amazon on a boat fishing. He's got to pee. The only way to pee is off the side of this boat. He begins to unzip, and one of the fishing guides say, go ahead, relieve yourself, but just know there's a tiny microscopic catfish that literally swims up the stream of the pee and into you and can do some really bad things. Not kidding. He tells this story, and it's absolutely hilarious. That's Mike Leach, a tiny, basically invisible, microscopic catfish knows how to swim up your stream, go into you, and then start doing whatever. I don't know what the point is there, but apparently it's not good. That's Mike Leach. But Mike Leach, you can also, if let's say you're having a beer with him. If you want to go there, he'll do it. And boy, it turns sour really quick. Same with Bruce Pearl regarding how it all went down at Tennessee. Same thing. I don't think Bruce hates him to the level that Mike Leach does, Texas Tech, but he'll go there with you. And he's not afraid to say things in a very poignant way. Let me put it that way. But, yeah, I don't know. Tom, I do not know if there's – I don't know of any connection there at all. Texas Tech ran off the best coach they're ever going to have in Mike Leach. Remember that 08 season where they all finished, the three of them, Texas Tech, Texas, and Oklahoma, they finished, was it 11-1 each? Texas Tech beat Texas. Texas beat Oklahoma, and Oklahoma beat Texas Tech. And their rule was the highest-rated BCS team got the nod, and it was Oklahoma. So Oklahoma played Florida that year in the national championship. Every league has a rule. It's not a uniform rule about that, too. But interesting nonetheless. Griff coming up in a little bit. Yeah, Griff coming up in a little bit less than an hour. Aliquippa Bob, Bill, if Franklin does leave, would Penn State be able to draw a Luke Fickell or a Mel Tucker? I would think now, think about it. Luke Fickell is a Big Ten guy. I don't see him coming necessarily down south. I guess I mean, if LSU came calling, if you're Luke Fickell, but I could see him in the Big Ten, though, yes. And Penn State is a wonderful opportunity for somebody who's going to do it right. a wonderful opportunity. Yes, I could see him being interested in that job. Absolutely. Now, Mel Tucker, oh, I know Mel Tucker, look, he's absolutely going to look around if he has the opportunity. Yeah, for sure. Coach's hot seat out in Lake Tahoe. Says, Bill, somebody tell Elon Musk about Shiba. It's the working class folks' crypto. He says, I'm holding 37 million of those. He said, what's 37 million Shiba coins or whatever? What's that worth? It cost him $1,758. That got him 37 million. And it's now at quadruple zero 4740. It was in the threes just, what, a week ago or a few days ago? I'll give you one. If you had the Friday, I just told you this earlier, Tesla, speaking of Elon Musk, 1,000 calls, meaning the strike of 1,000, those calls yesterday, just yesterday, were up 3,300%. That means whatever you put in it times 33. That was yesterday. Now today, and I have not looked. Well, actually, I did look earlier. But let me see. Tesla's down a little bit. He got into the 1,025 area, maybe 1,030. Right now, it's 1,013. So those calls will be down this morning. Again, Friday expiry, and you do have the time erosion on those calls too. But yesterday, you could have cashed and cashed and banked and banked and literally changed your life. Now, again, you have to be there and you have to have them, and you have to be smart enough to know what you're doing. But that, I sat there and I didn't have any. No, I'm not talking about it. The time to buy would have been Friday, into the close. And I didn't get any, and I just sat there and watched it yesterday. And the thing not to do is start chasing it. When it's doing that, don't chase it there. That's not smart. So I just sat there and admired what they were doing. All those calls in that area, the 950s, the thousands, were up at least 1,500%. I watched the 1,000s go up around 3,300. Incredible. Johnny Vegas on the Emerald Coast. Bill, I vacation in Vegas and the Bahamas. Yeah, he lives, past tense, lived in Vegas for about, 2 decades, and now lives on the beautiful, I mean gorgeous, Emerald Coast down there where this show is. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, why do you feel like the Gators may win this game? Please hand me a cup to PN. Well, I don't know that I think they're going to win the game, but historically, Dan Mullen's going to play up in this game. Will it be enough to win it? I wouldn't say that. I'd be shocked if they won the game, but could they play well and play up in this game? Oh, yeah, it's a huge rivalry game. Florida's still got good players. They don't recruit as well as they should, but they still put good personnel out there. I don't think they've got enough weaponry to ultimately have more points on the scoreboard than Georgia. I could see this game being relatively close for a while, though. I could. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch, Kentucky. Bill, my money would be on Luke Fickell. Tucker is also an interesting prospect. Fickell has built something awesome in Cincy. With a brand like Penn State, the sky would be the limit. That'd be interesting. Tom, Ohio State. Bill, and he lives in Myrtle Beach, so he's got a beach right there. He can play any day he wants on the beach. He says, Bill, when you live at the beach, you also work at the beach. We maybe go to Myrtle Beach about once a year, so we vacation to Charleston, Hilton Head, or Jamaica. Sounds weird, I know. Now I golf here every weekend. A lot of people I talk to that live down by the beach don't ever go to the beach. That's just taken for granted. They don't really have the urge. Like, people here, just to give you an example, in Wilco, flock to the beach. It's precisely an 8-hour drive, unless you make a bunch of stops. You can do it in about 8 hours. I've done it in about 7+, but that was being illegal. I was going faster than they want me to. But usually it's about 8 hours. And people can't wait to get down there. Fall break from here, boom. Spring break from here, Emerald Coast. Summertime, Emerald Coast. Johnny Vegas, build the Vegas scoop about Texas Tech as they want Sonny Dykes or Jeff Traylor. The Wells firing happened now, so there would be no blowback if Texas Tech finished the season strong. I don't think they're going to finish strong. I'd be surprised. Their schedule gets nasty. Pac-12 Dave. Bill, Irish Bill, is sipping margaritas and tipping senoritas down in Los Cabos. Irish Bill is the Cliff, is it Clavin, of the Southern Gentleman's Show. I know who you're talking about. Just don't remember the name. Yeah, just don't remember it. Josh, up in London. Bill, Aliquippa Bob is grasping at straws. Fickle ain't going to Penn State. He won't leave Cincinnati unless it's to come home to Buckeye country. That one's interesting. He's got, think about it, Cincinnati, he's got so much equity in the bank. The vibes are so good there. They're competing legitimately for a playoff spot. Their schedule has really nothing in the way unless it's just a huge upset. Now, here's also the question about a Luke Fickell. Once you let's say they somehow do get in the playoffs this year. Something that is almost impossible if you're non-P5 under a 4-team playoff bracket. Once they expand to 12 or whatever, it'll be more realistic, but right now, it's almost impossible. And he pulls this off. What more can he do at Cincinnati? You can stay. Can you maintain that level? That's hard to do. So you cash in, perhaps, once you have hit your peak, or you stay and you drop back a little bit. You pull back a little bit, which is going to happen. That's an interesting juxtaposition that you have to take into account. So he's got all that to weigh. It's a good problem to have, though. Yeah, it's a good problem. Jim down in Jupiter says, I was actually trying to say I feel like the Gators may beat Georgia. Do I need to pee in a cup thinking that way? No, I don't think that's an outrageous loose cannon approach to it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see Florida playing top caliber by their standards to make it interesting. Griff coming up about 20 minutes into hour number 3, Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues in Wilson County on the scene of that nasty wreck from earlier on. 231 Murfreesboro Road, just up from Simmons Bluff Road. Again, that's over in Wilson County. Traffic still slow go as they clean up the paperwork on that earlier crash on 24 eastbound coming in from the Joelton area. As we look at that live, that's pretty heavy and still very busy trying to get past the airport on I-40 westbound where we had that earlier wreck near Spence Lane. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Middle Tennessee, happy Grizz-o-ween. Come out and see Tyus Jones and your next-gen Grizz as they take on the Heat Saturday at 7 p.m. Be sure and get there early to join the Grizz-o-ween festivities. Plus, free Grizzlies face mask will be handed out to the first 10,000 fans in the building. Grab your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit grizzlies.com or catch every Grizzlies game right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy skies this morning, clearing up by afternoon. Highs around 65. For tonight, partly cloudy, 42. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 68. Wednesday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers for Thursday, highs around 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
I was talking about this last night. I tweeted. I get emails. Oh, maybe once a month. From somebody trying to push a song. And it never comes straight to BillisKing7 at Gmail. It always goes to the WNSR site and then forwarded to me. And I got one yesterday. Here's another one. You've received a new message from, and I won't give the name, via the Nashville Sports Radio contact. And it says, new music by, person's name, Loud Room Quiet Dance Video. And then it has links everywhere. I get these about once a month. I don't know how they come to me, why they come to me. I don't have any connection, and I don't even know what kind of music this is. I didn't click on it because I don't want to. I don't have time, and I don't care. Not trying to be rude. I'm not interested. But I don't know what the point is. Why send that to me? I have no more connection with somebody in country music than any of you folks out randomly in this audience right now. Other than I live close to a bunch of these folks. And I know some of them. I know some of them, but it's not because I listen to the music. Just nice people, right? And a lot of rock and roll folks live here too. But I have no connection. I don't know why that gets sent to me. I mean, why would you send that to me? I have zero ability to help you there. None. Zero. Zero. All right. Coach's Hot Seat has something interesting to say. Says Bill, and he's out at Lake Tahoe. And remember, he's got the site Coach's Hot Seat. Check that out. It's very popular. Bill, Luke Fickell is a good Catholic boy from Columbus, Ohio. He'll be heading to Notre Dame as the head coach of the Irish because Brian Kelly is going to be the next coach of the Bears in 2022. Wow. Wow. That's a doozy. I don't care if that's right or wrong. I'm reading that one. Yeah. I don't care if this comes to pass or not. Doesn't matter to me. Luke Fickell, Bill, is a good Catholic boy from CBUS. He's going to be heading to Notre Dame because Brian Kelly will be heading to the Bears in 2022. You're Fighting Irish led by Luke Fickell. Karen quit the show again today, I think, because here is a tweet I just got from her. Bill, James Franklin hires Jimmy Sexton. I just got this tweet. Obviously, Karen has not been connected this morning. Yeah, I just got it. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill Fickell's going to be in the Big 12 next year or the year after. Don't know that I see that. Tom, Ohio State, Myrtle Beach. Cincinnati, Bill, is a stepping stone for Luke Fickell to get a head coaching job in the P5. I don't think he ever coaches at Ohio State again. That's also interesting. The smoke doctor up in Ohio, Bill. Fran Tarkington is probably the most famous quarterback and maybe Georgia player. I was a huge Vikings fan during his playing days. You know, I was too. As a young kid, what I actually watched in the, let's say, early 70s, late 60s, I actually watched the NFL because it was more prominent and on TV. And I actually back then liked it. I quit the NFL somewhere in the 80s. So it's been a long time for me. He said, why don't we ever hear about him these days with Georgia and the playoff talk almost every year? Would think he'd be someone involved with Georgia alums. Oh, I've seen him through the years a little bit. And, you know, he did some network TV work after his playing days. I know he's had a very successful business through the years. But, yes, I love watching him run around and play for the Vikings, those Vikings teams. I did. Yeah, I did too. I hold your same sentiment there. As a kid, I liked that. I grew out of it shortly thereafter when I discovered the college game, for me, is much better, much more passionate. I love it more. I enjoy it more. I don't enjoy the Sunday at all, the Sunday games. So I agree with you there. Yeah, I do. So a lot of Luke Fickell. Why all the Luke Fickell talk this morning? What happened there? Yeah, what happened there? Oh, Josh says, Bill, Cincinnati's going to be in the Big 12, right? So Fickell will be in the Big 12. Yes, if he stays. Good point. I thought the reference was he's leaving for a Big 12 job, meaning he's leaving Cincinnati for a Big 12 gig. I don't see that. You know, one that's going to be actually afforded him. I don't see that in the future at all. But his name's out there, man, and it's attractive. You've got the Southern Cal rumors because of his relationship with the AD who was previously at Cincinnati. You've got some Penn State. Look, folks, here's where we're at. With these openings and this news and all the racket out there, all the noise This is PR time. To the media, you demand, I'm not worrying about all this stuff. I'm concentrating on the game. We don't have time to think about all these jobs. That's being done behind the scenes. I told you Jimmy Sexton got really, really mad at me about this. Did I tell you this? Yeah, Jimmy got really, really mad at me a couple of years ago. I'll explain it to you when we come back. Griff's coming up in about 30 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues in Wilson County on the scene of that nasty wreck from earlier on 231 Murfreesboro Road, just up from Simmons Bluff Road. Again, that's over in Wilson County. Traffic still slow go as they clean up the paperwork on that earlier crash on 24 eastbound coming in from the Joelton area. As we look at that live, that's pretty heavy and still very busy trying to get past the airport on I-40 westbound where we had that earlier wreck near Spence Lane. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Yeah, Jimmy got mad at me. This is, at least 5 years ago. I don't remember the exact time. But I get a call from good friend Tommy Deanhart, who was with the Sporting News forever, was with the Big Ten Network for many, many years, and now he's got a Purdue publication he's with. Tom's a big Purdue guy. but knows the Big Ten. Tom is a good overall college football guy. He's really good. And you've heard him on the show in the past, Tommy Deanhart, good friend. I get a call from Deanhart, and he says, Bill, Jimmy Sexton called me, and he wants your number. He's mad. He was listening to you, and he's mad. Can I give him your number? I said, sure, absolutely. Because I don't know, other than I follow what Jimmy Sexton does and all his success, and he's obviously the king of this stuff. I don't know Jimmy Sexton otherwise. I mean, we know each other, but we don't know each other. Does that make sense? And I don't recall. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with Jimmy Sexton. I wish I could tell you I did. Yeah, I'd prefer to say I know him well and we talk and I can give you some hints about some things. I don't really know him other than what I read. And so I was excited. Okay, Jimmy Sexton's about to call and yell at me or something. Good. Good. Because I'll make it to where we are connected. I was looking forward to this. I was not worried about it at all. What had happened was he was listening, and I said something like, Jimmy's putting out rumors again. And he didn't like that. That's what he was calling me about. And that's exactly what, if you're doing your job as an agent, you're doing that. Floating things, man. You are always striving for the more money, right? Your job, every day you get up, is to, for your clients, extract more money. That's your job. Every waking minute of your day, when you're on your job, you're finding more money for your people, your coaches. Nothing else. More money, more money, more money. It's about the money. It's always continuously about the money. Anyways, he was mad about that. He was listening, and he heard me say that, and he didn't have my number. I never got a call. I was excited. I thought, man, Jimmy's going to call me. We're going to get connected. I'll talk him off the bridge. I'm good at this, and from then on, Jimmy and I will have a connection. Didn't happen. I never heard from him. Darn it. I have never been so excited about hearing that you're about to get a call and you're going to get yelled at. I've never been that excited. I'm about to get screamed at, chewed out by Jimmy Sexton. That's a good day, man. Jason, Hawkeye Jason, and again, his team in the ultimate phone booth game against Wisconsin coming up this weekend. You want to see 22 tight ends on the field at one time? That's what you're going to see. Fullbacks, nothing but fullbacks and tight ends in the game. Jason, Bill, 10 years ago, if you put 10K in the S&P 500, it would be worth $37,000. Is that right? $37,115. If you put $10,000 in Tesla, it'd be worth $1.8 million. So 10 years ago, if you would have taken $10K, said, I'm going to put it in Tesla and I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to worry about the day-to-day noise and the ups and downs. I'm going to walk away. That $10K, according to Jason, would be worth $1.8. They're now a trillion-dollar company after yesterday's run. They're saying that Elon Musk can be, eventually, the first trillionaire. There's never been one. I think they say he's worth $250 billion now. They say, though, he could be the first to get there as a trillionaire. You know what I would do if I was a trillionaire? I'm not kidding. You folks think I'm lying. I'm not lying. I'd come here and I'd do the show. I am not saying that to try and be Mr. Funny Guy. I would get up the next day and I would do the show. By the way, I just looked at Tesla, said 1,019. Got down a little below, about $6 lower than that earlier. But just watch it today. I don't know what today. It may start running again. When Tesla starts running, it might be the most exhilarating of all of them. It is. I've seen some remarkable Tesla runs. West Coast Sooner, Bill, who do you think Texas Tech should go after? It's going to be a gunslinger guy. It's going to be a, even though they have divorced from Mike Leach, it's going to be a Mike Leach type offensive quarterback guru guy. Some guy who chucks it 2,000 times a game. That's exactly what, and you know what? I think that is properly identifying your culture. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just Texas Tech apparently thinks they should be winning a lot more than they do. You fired the best coach you will ever have in your history in Mike Leach. Over petty stuff. Over Craig James' bratty, punky son. And a big personal snit over it. All right, Griff, in about 20 minutes. We're getting there. Wednesday edition. Actually, Tuesday edition. See, I'm already advancing. Tuesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.